The next word is brief. English. The lecture was brief. Punjabi. Lecture chota si. Breakdown. Lecture. Lekcha, lecture. Chota. Chota, small, short. Si was past tense of. Hi is. Key concepts. Chota. Chota can mean small or short in Punjabi. Si is the past tense of. Hi is. You need to use the past tense when talking about something that already happened. English. The lecture was brief. Punjabi. Lecture chota si. The next word is appreciate. English. I appreciate your help. Punjabi. Mehuhadi madhadi kadar karadaha. Breakdown. I subject pronoun. Tuhadi. Your possessive pronoun. Madhad. Help, noun. The. Of the possessive particle. Kadar. Appreciation, noun. Karada. Do, verb. Ha. I am, auxiliary verb. Key concepts. This sentence uses the verb. Karada. Which is used to express an action. The possessive particle. The. Is used to connect the noun. Madhad. With the possessive pronoun. Tuhadi. The sentence is in the present tense. English. I appreciate your help. Punjabi. Main tuhadi madad di kadar karda ha. The next word is chapter. English. This is the first chapter of the book. Punjabi. Ik kitab da pahila. Adhyayi. Hai. Breakdown. Ik. A. This kitab. Kitab. Book da. Na. Of possessive marker, used before the word, chapter, pahila. Pahila. First. Adhyayi. Adhyari. Chapter hai. Hi. Is. Key concept. Adhyayi. Adhyari. Is the Punjabi word for chapter. Note the use of the possessive marker da. Na. Which is used to show that the chapter belongs to the book. Pahila. Pahila. Can be used to mean first in many different contexts. It can be used for ordinal numbers or just to describe something that comes before others. English. This is the first chapter of the book. Punjabi. Ik kitab da pahila. Adhyayi. Hai. The next word is secret. English. He kept the secret from his friends. Punjabi. Usne apne dost ko raj. Hai. Hai. Chupaya. Quotes. Hindi Gandhi. Quotes. Breakdown. Usne. Colon. He slash she. Subject pronoun. Apne. Colon. His or her. Possessive pronoun. Dost. Colon. Friends. Plural noun. To. Colon. From. Preposition. Raj. Colon. Secret. Noun. Chupaya. Colon. Hid. Past tense verb. Quotes. Hindi Gandhi. Quotes. Colon. Full stop slash period. Key concepts. Use of possessive pronoun to indicate possession. Use of the preposition from to indicate source. Use of the past tense verb hid to indicate a past action. English. He kept the secret from his friends. Punjabi. Usne apne dost ko raj hai hai chupaya. Quotes, Hindi Gandhi, quotes. The next word is apparently, English. Apparently, he is a doctor. Punjabi. Japada hai. Kyuka kata hai. Breakdown. Japada hai. Japda hai. Means, appears to be, or, apparently. It is in the present tense. Ki. Kai. Is a conjunction, meaning, that. Oh. Oh. Means, he. Doctor. Doctor. Means, doctor. He. Hi. Is the verb, to be, in the present tense. English. Apparently, he is a doctor. Punjabi. Japada hai. Kyuka kata hai. The next word is novel. English. She is reading a novel. Punjabi. Oh, ek novel parh rahi hai. Breakdown. Oh. This is the subject pronoun, she, in Punjabi. Ek. This is the indefinite article, a, in Punjabi. Novel. This is the Punjabi word for novel. Parh. This is the Punjabi verb for read, in the present continuous tense. It is conjugated to match the gender and number of the subject pronoun, she, hence the ending. Rahi. He. This is the present continuous tense marker in Punjabi, used in this sentence to indicate that she is currently reading the novel. Remember, this is a simple sentence structure, subject-verb-object. The verb, read, is in the present continuous tense, to emphasize the ongoing action of reading. Key concept. Punjabi verbs can be conjugated to match the gender and number of the subject. For example, in this case, the verb, read, is conjugated with the ending. Rahi. Because the subject is, she, which is feminine singular. English. She is reading a novel. Punjabi. Oh, ek novel parh rahi hai. The next word is leave. English. He left the house. Punjabi. Ukaro chaliya gaya. Breakdown. Oh. This is a third person singular pronoun meaning he. Karo. This is a postposition, meaning from the house. It is formed by combining the word kar, house, with the postposition go, from, using the elision rule. Chalia. This is the past tense of the verb. Jana. To go, but it is used in a specific context to mean, to leave. Gia. This is the past participle of the verb. Jana. To go, indicating that the action of leaving is completed. Key concept. In Punjabi, the verb conjugations, and the use of particles like or from, are essential to express the nuances of movement and location. English. He left the house. Punjabi. Ukaro chaliya gaya. The next word is union. English. The union of India and Pakistan was a historical event. Bharat de Pakistan da ekta ek itihasik ghatna si. Breakdown. Bharat. India. De. And, conjunction. Pakistan. Pakistan. The. Of, possessive particle, marks the genitive case. Ekata. Union, unity, noun. Ek. A, one, indefinite article. Itihasik. Historical, adjective. Katana. Event, noun. C. Was, verb, past tense. Key concepts. The sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the event occurred in the past. The is used to show possession, similar to of in English. The word order in Punjabi is generally subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English's subject-verb-object, SVO, order. The next word is burn. English. The fire is burning. Punjabi. Aag jal raha hai. Breakdown. Aag. This is the word for fire in Punjabi. It is a feminine noun. Jal. This is the present participle of the verb to burn. Rahai. This is the feminine singular form of the present continuous verb to be. It indicates that the fire is actively burning. Hai. This is the masculine singular form of the present continuous verb to be. It serves as a helping verb in this sentence. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present continuous tense, which indicates an action happening right now. Punjabi has gendered nouns and verbs, so the verb forms change depending on the gender of the subject. The sentence structure is similar to English, with the subject. Aag. Followed by the verb. Jal rahi hai. Translation. The fire is burning. The next word is trend. English. The current trend is towards online shopping. Punjabi. Is wakt na trend online shopping vech hai. Breakdown. Is. This, it, that, demonstrative pronoun. Wakt. Time, moment. Na. Of, belonging to. Trend. Trend, borrowed word. Online. Online, borrowed word. Shopping. Shopping, borrowed word. Veg. In, inside, among. Hi. Is. Key concepts. Na. Is a postposition that means of or belonging to. Veg. Is a postposition that means in or among. It is used with nouns that represent locations. Note, the word trend is a borrowed word from English. Punjabi is a very rich language with its own unique words for many concepts, but in this case, the borrowed word is more common. The next word is initial. English. The initial chapter of the book was very interesting. Punjabi. Kitab da pahila adhyay bahut dilchasp si. Breakdown. Kitab. This word means book in Punjabi. Da. This is the possessive particle in Punjabi, similar to of or s in English. Pahila. This word means first or initial. Adhyay. This word means chapter. Bahut. This means very or extremely. Dilchasp. This means interesting. See. This is the past tense marker in Punjabi, indicating that the action happened in the past. Key concepts. The use of the possessive particle. The. To show ownership. The word. Pahila. Is a key word to understand the concept of initial. The past tense marker. See. Is used to indicate that the action took place in the past. English. The initial chapter of the book was very interesting. Punjabi. Kitab da pahila adhyayi bahut dila chasapsi. The next word is pleasure. English. It gives me pleasure to meet you. Punjabi. Tuhanu melki mainu kashi hoi. Breakdown. Tuhanu equals you, formal. Mel equals to meet. Ki equals that. Mainu equals me. Kashi equals pleasure. Hoi equals was slash became. Key concept. The word kashi refers to an internal feeling of happiness or joy. English. It gives me pleasure to meet you. Punjabi. Tuhanu melki mainu kashi hoi. The next word is suggestion. English. He suggested that we go to the market. Punjabi. Asni sajdiya kiya kiya sain bazaar jarai. Breakdown. Us. He, third person singular masculine pronoun. Ni. Has, third person singular masculine past tense of verb, to have. Sajdiya. Suggested, past tense of the verb, to suggest. Kiya. Did, past tense of the verb, to do. This is used in a way to emphasize the action of suggesting, so it is not a literal translation of did. Ki. That. Arsain. We, first person plural pronoun. Bazaar. Market. Jarai. Go, present tense of the verb, to go. Key concepts. Direct object. The sentence uses a direct object. Sajdiya. Suggest, what? Kiya sain bazaar jarai. That we go to the market. The object is the thing being suggested. Indirect object. The sentence also includes an indirect object. Us. He suggested to whom? The indirect object is implied, and is us, which is the people the suggestion is given to, which is us, we. Important. In Punjabi, the past tense of the verb, to do. Kiya. Is used to express the action of suggestion, and not a literal translation of did. English. He suggested that we go to the market. Punjabi. Asni sajdiya kiya kiya sain bazaar jarai. The next word is critical. English. The professor gave a critical analysis of the poem. Punjabi. Professor ne kavita da nirunatamak vishalation kita. Breakdown. Professor. Professor, the subject of the sentence. Ne. This is a particle used to mark the subject of a verb in Punjabi, similar to has or have in English. Kavita. Poem, the object of the verb. The. This is a possessive particle, meaning, of, or, the. It connects, poem, to the following word. Nirunatamak. Critical, adjective describing the analysis. Visualization. Analysis, the action of the verb. Kita. Did, the past tense of the verb, to do. Key concepts. The use of particles like ne and the is crucial in Punjabi grammar to understand the relationships between words in a sentence. Nirunatamak is a word that directly translates to critical and highlights the importance of understanding the meaning of words in their context. English. The professor gave a critical analysis of the poem. Punjabi. propasone cavitada nironatum ut visualation pita. The next word is gather. English. We gathered at the park for a picnic. Punjabi. Asi park vich picnic laidika te hoi. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject pronoun. Park. Park, masculine noun. Vich. In, postposition. Picnic. Picnic, feminine noun. Lai. For, postposition. Ikati. Together, adjective. Hoi. Gathered, verb, past tense. Key concepts. Punjabi word order. Subject object verb, SOV, postpositions. Used instead of prepositions in Punjabi to show relationships between words gendered nouns. Punjabi nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, neuter, which affect the use of adjectives and verbs. Here, park. Park is masculine, so the adjective. Ikati. Together is also masculine. English. We gathered at the park for a picnic. Punjabi. Asi park vich picnic laidikati hoi. The next word is mostly. English. Most of the students are in the library. Punjabi. Yadadar vidyarati library vich hun. Breakdown. Yadadar. This word means mostly or the majority. It is an adverb and modifies the noun phrase that follows. Vidyarati. This word means students and is the subject of the sentence. Library. This word means library and is the object of the preposition. Vich. In. Vich. This word means in and is a preposition that connects the noun phrase. Library. Library to the subject of the sentence. Hun. This is the verb to be in the present tense and indicates that the students are in the library. English. Most of the students are in the library. Punjabi. Yadadar vidyarati library vich hun. The next word is earth. English. The earth is our home. Punjabi. Dharati saga kar hai. Breakdown. Dharati. Dharati. Means earth or land. It is the subject of the sentence. Saga. Saga. Means our and is a possessive adjective modifying the noun. Kar. Kar. Da. Means home and is the object of the sentence. He. Hi. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb to be in Punjabi. This sentence uses the basic subject-verb-object structure common to many languages. It is a simple but important statement about the relationship between humans and the earth. The next word is number. English. He has three children. Punjabi. Asteen Bakni. Breakdown. Ast. This is the possessive form of the pronoun. Us. He. It means his or of him. Teen. This means three. Bak. This is the plural form of Bakcha. Which means child. Ni. This is the Punjabi equivalent of the English have, indicating possession. It's important to note that ni is not a verb in the sense of to have, but rather a marker of possession. This is how the Punjabi sentence translates literally. His three children. The next word is pop. English. The popcorn popped in the hot oil. Punjabi. Garam tel vich makki de dane put gaye. Breakdown. Garam. This is the word for hot, and is an adjective modifying the noun. Tel. Oil. Tel. This is the word for oil. Vich. This is a preposition indicating location, similar to in. Makki. This is the word for corn. De. This is a possessive marker, meaning of. Dane. This is the word for kernels or grains. Put. This is the verb meaning to pop. It is used in the past tense. Put gaye. Gaye. This is a past tense marker that attaches to the verb. Put. Memorization. Think of the hot oil as a fire. Ugh. And the kernels of corn like tiny little bombs, that. Put. The next word is essential. English. This is essential for learning Punjabi. Punjabi.
Ik Punjabi sikhan lai zaruri hai.
Breakdown.
Ik.
This demonstrative pronoun.
Punjabi.
Punjabi noun.
Sikhan.
To learn, verb, infinitive form.
Lai.
For preposition.
Ruri.
Essential adjective.
Hai.
Is verb, present tense. Key concepts.
Lai.
Colon, this preposition is used to indicate purpose or reason.
Ruri.
Colon, this adjective can be used to describe something that is important or necessary.
Hai.
Colon, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be, in Punjabi. It is used to make statements about the present. The next word is desire. English. I desire to eat mangoes. Punjabi.
Hi, menu, hi, hi, kandi, hi, icha, hi, he.
Breakdown. Hi, menu, hi, to me, hi, mango, s, hi, kandi, hi, of eating, hi, icha, hi, desire, hi, he. Hi, is. English. I desire to eat mangoes. Punjabi.
Hi, menu, hi, hi, kandi, hi, icha, hi, he.
The next word is promote. English. We should promote the Punjabi language. Punjabi.
Asi Punjabi Pashanu promote karana chahida hai.
Breakdown.
Asi.
Asi. We, subject.
Punjabi.
Punjabi. Punjabi, adjective.
Pasha.
Pasha. Language, object.
Nu.
Nu. To, preposition.
Promote.
Promote. Promote, verb.
Karana.
Karna. To do, verb.
Chahida.
Chahida. Should, modal verb.
Hai.
Hai. Is, verb. Key concepts. Direct object. The object of the verb, promote, is the Punjabi language. Modal verb. The modal verb, chahida, emphasizes obligation, or necessity. Word order. The sentence follows the typical subject-verb-object, SVO, structure common in Punjabi. English. We should promote the Punjabi language.
Punjabi. Asi Punjabi Pasha nu Pramot Karana Chahida hai. The next word is currently. English. He is currently working. Punjabi. Hor V. Hi. Hor Roman 6. Kam Kariha hai. Kam Kariha hai. Breakdown. Hor V. Hi. Hor Roman 6. Means, currently. It is the combination of the word, more. Hor, hi, hor. And the word, this. The, hi, Roman 6. Kam kariha hai. Hi, kam kariha hai. Is a present continuous verb phrase, meaning, is working. Kam, hi, kam. Means, work. Kariha hai. Hi, kariha hai. Means, is doing. He, hi. Is a verb, a form of, to be, and is used to show that something exists, or is in a particular state. Riha, hi, riha. Indicates the continuous aspect of the verb. Remember that the word order in Punjabi is slightly different than English. In the above sentence, the verb is doing. Kariha hai. Hi. Kariha hai. Comes before the object, work. Kam. Hi. Kam. This sentence demonstrates that the continuous aspect of verbs in Punjabi is similar to how it is used in English. By adding riha, hi, riha to the verb. This is a great example of how English and Punjabi verbs work in a similar way. The next word is employ. English. He is employed by the company. Punjabi. Uh company valo no kari karada hai. Breakdown. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, he, and acts as the subject of the sentence. Company. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, company. Vallo. Colon, this is a preposition indicating, by, or, from. It signifies that the action of employment originates from the company. Nokari. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, job, or, employment. Karada. Colon, this is the present tense verb, to do, conjugated in the third person singular. It indicates that the action of employment is ongoing. He. Colon, this is the present tense verb, to be, conjugated in the third person singular, and acts as the auxiliary verb indicating that the action is happening in the present. Key concepts. Prepositions. Vallo. Is a preposition indicating, by, or, from. It is important to learn the prepositions, and their correct usage as they add a layer of meaning to sentences. Verb conjugation. Karada and he are conjugated verbs, and understanding how to conjugate verbs is crucial to constructing grammatically correct Punjabi sentences. Word order. In Punjabi, the subject typically comes before the verb, and the object. English. He is employed by the company. Punjabi. Uh company valo no kari karada hai. The next word is path. English. The path leads to the village. Punjabi.
Rapid nu jada hai.
Breakdown.
Ra.
Path, road. The word.
Ra.
Is a masculine noun.
Pid.
Village. The word.
Pid.
is a masculine noun.
No.
2. This is a postposition, which means it is placed after the noun it modifies. In this case, it is modifying the noun.
Paid.
So it means, to the village.
Jada hai.
Goes, leads. This is a present tense verb. Important grammatical concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender. In this sentence, both
Ra
and
Paid
are masculine. This means they will be used with masculine verb forms and pronouns. Postpositions. Postpositions are words that are placed after the noun they modify. In this sentence, the postposition
no
is used to show direction, like to or towards. Verb conjugation. Punjabi verbs are conjugated based on tense, person, and number. The verb in this sentence is
jada hai,
which means goes or leads. The ending
hai
is the third person singular present tense ending, indicating that the subject is singular and the action is happening in the present. English. The path leads to the village. Punjabi.
Rahid Ujada hai.
The next word is topic. English. The topic of our discussion today is Punjabi literature.
Aj saade vichar vatandare da visha Punjabi sahit hai.
Breakdown.
Aj.
Today.
Saade.
Our.
Vichar vatandare.
Discussion, literally exchange of thoughts.
The
of
Visha
topic
Punjabi.
Punjabi
Sahit
literature
hai
is Punjabi. Today our discussion topic is Punjabi literature. The next word is beach. English. We went to the beach yesterday. Punjabi.
Asi kal samudar kinare gaye si.
Breakdown.
Asi. Asi akkar ikki char ik.
We, plural subject.
Kal. Ka akkar ikki bin sat, akkar ikki bin sat, age.
Yesterday, time adverb.
Samudar.
Samanda. Sea slash ocean.
Kinare.
Kinare. Shore, beach, edge.
Gaye.
Gi. Went, past tense of.
Jana.
Ya akkariki
char sat a macron.
To go.
See.
I were past tense of
Hona. Ho a kuriki charsat a macron.
To be. Key concept. Punjabi uses postpositions like
kinari,
kinare. Instead of prepositions like on or to in English, to show the relationship between a noun and another word in a sentence. Translation. We went to the beach yesterday. The next word is attract. English. The bright colors attract the children. Punjabi.
Chamakadar rang bachianu akarashit karadehan.
Breakdown.
Chamakadar.
Chamkna means bright or shining and describes the colors. It's an adjective modifying the noun.
Rang.
Rang.
Rang
means colors and is the subject of the sentence.
Bakia.
Barkian. means children and is the object of the verb.
Nu.
Nu. Is a postposition that marks the object of the verb.
Akarashit karadehan.
Akarashit karadehan.
Akashit kadhan.
Means attract and is the verb in the present continuous tense. The verb
karadehan
indicates that the action is ongoing and applies to multiple subjects. Key concepts.
Adjectives.
Chamakadar modifies the noun
rung
to describe their quality. Subject verb agreement. The plural subject
rung
is matched with the plural verb
karadehan.
Postpositions.
Nu
is used to mark the object of the verb, like a preposition in English.
English.
The bright colors attract the children.
Punjabi.
Chamakadar rangba chianu akarashit
karadehan.
The next word is both. English. Both of us are hungry.
Punjabi.
Asi dove pukke ha. Breakdown.
Asi.
Asi. We, subject pronoun.
Dove.
Dove. Both, adjective.
Pukke.
Buke. Hungry, adjective.
Ha.
Han. A, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb, a, agrees with the plural subject, we. Adjective placement. The adjectives, both, and, hungry, are placed before the noun, we. Word order. The Punjabi sentence follows the subject verb object word order.
English.
Both of us are hungry.
Punjabi.
Asi dove pukke ha. The next word is he. English. He is a good student.
Punjabi.
Uhik vadiya vidyarthi hai. Breakdown.
Uh.
This is the Punjabi word for he.
Ik.
This is the Punjabi word for a or one.
Vadiya.
This is the Punjabi word for good.
Vidyarthi.
This is the Punjabi word for student.
Hai.
This is the Punjabi word for is. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a subject verb object word order, similar to English. The word order in the sentence is subject, he, article, a, adjective, good, noun, student, verb, is.
Hai.
Is a common ending for present tense verbs. Translation. He is a good student. The next word is engage.
English.
The students engaged in a lively debate about the importance of preserving Punjabi culture.
Punjabi. Vidyarthiya ne Punjabi sabhyachar nu sambhalan de mahatv bare joshili mahis vich hissa liya.
Breakdown.
Vidyarthiya.
Vidyarthiyan, students, plural.
Ne.
Ne, have, indicates a past action, is used to connect the subject with the verb.
Punjabi.
Punjabi, Punjabi.
Sabhyachar.
Sabhyachar, culture.
Nu.
Nu, to, indicates direction.
Sambhalan.
Sambhalan, to preserve, to maintain.
The
of, belongs to.
Mahatav.
Mahatav, importance.
Bari.
Bar, about, concerning. Joshili. Joshili, lively, spirited. Burhis.
Bahai's debate.
Vich. Vich, inside. Hissa. Hissa, part, share.
Leah.
Liar, took, past tense of the verb, lena, lena, which means to take. Key concepts.
Nee.
Nee is a marker that indicates a past action, and is used when the subject is plural.
Nu.
Nu is used to indicate direction, similar to the English, to.
The
is used to show possession, or belonging. English. The students engaged in a lively debate about the importance of preserving Punjabi culture.
Punjabi. Vidyagatiya ne Punjabi sabhyachar nu sanpalan de mahatvare joshili mahis vich hissa liya.
The next word is powerful. English. He is a powerful man. Punjabi.
Uhik shakati shali adami hai.
Breakdown.
:
This is the Punjabi word for he. This is the subject of the sentence.
Ik.
: This is the Punjabi word for a. This word is used with singular nouns. It is an indefinite article, meaning it does not specify which particular man is being referenced.
Kadishali.
: This is the Punjabi word for powerful. It is an adjective describing the noun.
Adami.
Adami. : This is the Punjabi word for man. It is the noun that the adjective.
Kadishali.
Modifies.
Hair.
: This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the verb that connects the subject.
Ooh.
To the predicate.
Kadishali Adami.
Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Hair.
Agrees with the subject.
Ooh.
In number and person. Since the subject is singular and third person, the verb is also singular and third person. Word order. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, SOV. But in this sentence the adjective comes before the noun. This is a common occurrence in Punjabi, where adjectives often precede the noun they modify. The next word is flower. English. The flower is beautiful. Punjabi.
Pul sohna hai.
Breakdown.
Pul.
Pul. Flower. The subject of the sentence, it is in the singular form.
Sohana.
Sona. Beautiful, this is an adjective describing the flower. It is in the singular masculine form to agree with the singular masculine noun.
Pool.
Hair. Hi. Is, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Indicating that the flower is currently beautiful. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter.
Pool.
Is a masculine noun. Agreement. Adjectives in Punjabi must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify.
Here.
Sohana. Agrees with.
Pool.
In being masculine and singular. Word order. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object, SVO, language, similar to English. The sentence structure follows the typical SVO order. The next word is crisis. English. There is a crisis in the country. Punjabi.
Vesvich Sankata Gaya Hai.
Breakdown.
Ves.
Country.
Which.
In, this is a postposition, like, in English.
Sankat.
Crisis.
Ah.
Came, arrived, this is a past tense verb, and the at the end signifies the third person singular form, as in, he slash she slash it came.
Gaya.
Went, became, this is a past tense verb, and the at the end signifies the third person singular form, as in, he slash she slash it went.
Hi.
Is, this is the present tense of, to be. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence follows the subject-verb-object-word order, just like English. The word
which
is a postposition, which is similar to a preposition in English, but follows the noun it modifies. The Punjabi sentence uses the past tense of the verbs
are
and
gaya
to indicate that the crisis has already happened. The word
hi
at the end of the sentence indicates the present tense.
English.
There is a crisis in the country.
Punjabi.
Vesvich sankata gaya
hai.
The next word is settle.
English.
We settled in the village.
Punjabi.
Asipid
chavasgaye.
Breakdown.
Asipid.
Asi.
We.
Pid.
Pind.
Village.
Cha.
Ch.
In, location.
Vas.
Vas.
To reside.
Gaye.
Gi. Past tense marker, means, went, or, settled, in this case. Key concepts.
Cha
is a common postposition used to indicate location, similar to in or at in English.
Thus,
can be used to express the idea of settling down, establishing a residence. The sentence uses the past tense, indicated by the ending.
Gaye,
which translates to settled.
English.
We settled in the village.
Punjabi.
Asipid
chavasgaye.
The next word is boat.
English.
The boat is floating on the water.
Punjabi.
Nav pani ti tara hai hai.
Breakdown.
Nav. This is the word for boat in Punjabi. It's a common word, and easy to remember.
Pani.
This is the word for water in Punjabi. It's also very common, and easy to remember.
Ti.
This is the word for on or upon in Punjabi. It's a common preposition.
Tara hai hai.
This is a verb phrase meaning, is floating. Key concept. Punjabi verbs often have a root word, like, ta, for float, and then add suffixes to indicate tense, and person.
Translation.
The boat is floating on the water. The next word is aid.
English.
He aided his friend in need.
Punjabi.
Usane apane dosat di madad ki di jado mushakal vich si. Breakdown.
Usane.
Usne. He slash she slash it.
Apne.
Apne. His or her slash its, possessive pronoun.
Dorset.
Dost. Friend.
The.
Of the feminine singular.
Murdered.
Madad.
Help, aid.
Kiti.
Kiti.
Did, past tense.
Jado.
Jadon.
When.
Oof. He slash she slash it.
Mushakal. Mushkil. Difficult, trouble. Vich. Vich. In. See. See.
Was. Key concepts.
The. Is the feminine singular form of the possessive marker of the. PD. Is the past tense of the verb to do in Punjabi.
Jado.
Introduces a subordinate clause, which explains the context of the main clause. English. He aided his friend in need. Punjabi.
Usane apane dosat di madad ki di jado mushakal vich si.
The next word is fan. English. He is a fan of Punjabi music. Punjabi.
Oh Punjabi sangeet da prashansak hai.
Breakdown.
Oh. He. Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Sangeet.
Music.
Da.
Of.
Prashansak.
Fan.
Hai.
Is. Key concept. The word.
Prashansak.
Is a noun meaning fan or admirer. English. He is a fan of Punjabi music. Punjabi.
Oh Punjabi sangeet da prashansak hai.
The next word is kitchen. English. The kitchen is a place for cooking. Punjabi.
Rasoi.
Pakwan.
Care.
Vast.
Jagger.
High. Breakdown.
Rasoi.
Kitchen.
Pakwan.
Cooking.
Care.
Does.
Vast.
For.
Jagger.
Place.
High.
Is. Key concepts.
Vast.
Is a common preposition that indicates purpose and translates roughly to, for.
Care.
Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, to do.
High.
Is the present tense of the verb, to be. English. The kitchen is a place for cooking.
Punjabi.
Rasoi.
Pakwan.
Care.
Vast.
Jagger.
High.
The next word is twice. English. He came twice.
Punjabi.
Uhdovaraya. Breakdown.
Uh.
This is the subject pronoun, he.
Dwo.
This means, to.
Var.
This means, times.
Aya.
This is the past tense of the verb, to come. The sentence structure is simple, subject plus verb plus adverbial phrase. The adverbial phrase, twice, is being represented by, two times, in the Punjabi translation. Remember the Punjabi word for, times, is.
Var.
So try to remember it in relation to the English word, time.
English.
He came twice.
Punjabi.
Uhdovaraya. The next word is own. English. This is my own book.
Punjabi.
America di kitab hai. Breakdown.
A.
This pronoun.
Mary.
My possessive adjective.
Cud.
Own adjective.
The.
Of possessive particle.
Kitab.
Book, noun.
Hi.
Is, verb. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives.
Mary.
shows possession and is used before the noun.
Kitab.
Possessive particle.
Bi.
Is used to connect the adjective.
Kud.
To the noun.
Kitab.
And indicates that the book belongs to the speaker.
English. This is my own book.
Punjabi.
A Mary Kud Di Kitab Hai.
The next word is fresh.
English. The fruit is fresh.
Punjabi.
Phal Taza Hai.
Breakdown.
Phal.
Phal.
Fruit.
This is the subject of the sentence.
Taza.
Taza.
Fresh.
This is the adjective describing the fruit.
Hai.
Hai.
Is.
This is the present tense of the verb, to be. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a simple Punjabi sentence. Subject plus adjective plus verb.
The word
Taza is important to remember because it can also mean new or recent in Punjabi. So, you could use this word to describe new clothes or recent events.
English. The fruit is fresh.
Punjabi.
Phal Taza Hai.